A debate is raging over new voter ID laws. Democrats accuse Republicans of trying to suppress the votes of minorities, the elderly, and the poor. And Republicans accuse Democrats of condoning voter fraud. It is a sharp partisan divide. NPR's Pam Fessler introduces us to two political veterans who have tried to cross that divide and taken plenty of heat for it.
Former Alabama Congressman Arturo Davis created quite a stir when he wrote a column recently saying that he's changed his mind. This Democrat now thinks that voter ID laws are a good thing.
When I was in office, frankly, as an African-American politician, a predominantly African-American district, it was very easy to look at these issues in a very reflexive kind of way. And to the extent that I did that, that's something that I regret.
Now Davis is an attorney in Washington, D.C., and he's come to this conclusion that the inconvenience of requiring voters to show ID at the polls is a small price to pay for clean, transparent elections. And in rural Alabama, that can be a problem.
If you've ever campaigned in those communities, you know there's a big market for absentee ballots. You know, there's a group of people who will come to you like clockwork a few weeks before the election and say, I can get you X number of absentee ballots. Now, first of all, it's happened
to
everybody who's ever run for office this neck of the woods.
Davis says if you don't believe him, look at the record. Numerous allegations and even a handful of convictions for absentee voter fraud. And he says the victims are African Americans.
It's not that this process is being used to favor white candidates in these communities over black candidates or vice versa. It's African-American candidates running against African-American candidates.
But his is not a popular position. Most Democrats think it's African-Americans who are hurt by the new laws, that they're less likely to have the required ID, and that the threat of voter fraud is overblown. Davis has been challenged in the blogosphere to name names if he's seen fraud firsthand. He says it would be futile, his word against theirs. Emmanuel Cleaver, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, says maybe the former congressman just wants to become a Republican. One Republican has a suggestion.
Frankly, both sides need to tone it down.
That's John Husted, Ohio's Secretary of State. Husted knows all too well what it's like not to toe the party line. He effectively killed a GOP-backed bill that would have required his state's voters to show photo ID.
I don't believe that you need to have a photo ID to provide for voter security.
Husted told state legislators earlier this year that he'd prefer no bill to one that might prevent valid voters from having their ballots count. It's a position that earned him the title Ohio's pro-fraud Republican in a Wall Street Journal column.
I'm for preventing voter fraud, but I'm also for the disabled Korean War veteran who doesn't drive, who doesn't have access to a photo ID, having an easy access to cast that ballot because they, too, have earned that right.
Husted says there are other ways to verify a voter's identity, including requiring those without ID to provide a Social Security number. Arturo Davis notes that Alabama's law also includes exceptions for those without photo ID, including allowing them to vote if two election officials can vouch for them. If he agrees with Husted on anything, it's that these kinds of nuances have been lost in the debate.
Voter ID ought to be judged on its merits. Let's try to strip the politics out of it.
We need stability in our election system, not irresponsible rhetoric about voter suppression or voter fraud.
Husted says that only undermines public confidence in a system that, for the most part, works surprisingly well. And he blames both parties.
It's really become a tactic of the campaigns to rally the base to complain about the elections process in particular states.
But that's unlikely to end anytime soon. Democrats and Republicans both use the issue to raise funds. Recently, a 96-year-old Tennessee woman returned to her local DMV to get a photo ID after she was initially denied. She was accompanied by a videographer from the Obama reelection campaign. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.